When we are engaged in activities that require a flowing rather than a concentrated awareness, our mind seems very supple and pliant. But try and apply it to an object of meditation and see how wild and unruly it becomes. The untrained mind is very coarse, uncontrolled, and difficult to correct. We barely catch a glimpse of our object of concentration due to the intensity of our mental wanderings. Then, if we do manage to calm the mind for a few seconds, we just fall asleep. At this point, it no longer seems so supple and malleable. Conversely, a mind possessing meditative concentration can focus on any object of contemplation for as long as is desired, and it will maintain clarity, joy, and control as the sphere of absorption. Meditation based upon this type of mind will naturally be far more effective than that based on a chaotic mind. The undisciplined mind just wastes itself on distractions and rarely enters into meditative clarity. With meditative concentration, one can enter deeply into absorption for days and weeks on end without any mental wandering. This causes our resources of energy and wisdom to blossom at a greatly accelerated rate. Once we have gained concentration, we can then easily develop minor psychic powers, such as the ability to recollect previous lives and so forth. These are not particularly valuable in themselves, but they provide the trainee with a solid basis of confidence in the laws of karma, and both stabilize and strengthen one's practice.